Well, we're coming up to Christmas, aren't we? It's not too far away. Now, I'm going to get you to put your hand in this. You're not allowed to look into it. Put your hand in it and see if you can guess what it is. I know it's been done this past few weeks, but we'll try it this morning again. Take a wee seat there, girls. Don't be looking in. Just put your hand up. Right, don't be lifting anything out. Well, the mind's working overtime here. Don't be looking at that. Right, can anybody guess what it is? Oh, here, there's three hands up. Candy cane. A candy cane. Who thinks it's a candy cane? Oh, here, you're right. Well, I've got a group of smart ones here this morning. That was excellent. Boys and girls, it's a candy cane. There's it up on the wall there too. Now, we're going to learn some lessons about a candy cane this morning. Who likes candy canes? At Christmas time, there are some people put them up in their trees, don't they, as decoration? And other people put them in different parts of the house too. A wee candy cane. Now, tell us this. If we were to turn it upside down, you get the letter J. Can anybody tell me a name of someone beginning with the letter J that especially at this time of the year we think about very much indeed? It's Jesus. It's the Lord Jesus. It is indeed. And we're going to learn some lessons this morning about the Lord Jesus from the candy cane. Can anybody tell me what stripes are on the candy cane? Red and white. Can we learn some lessons from that, do you think? Well, first of all, the white stripes tells us that the Lord Jesus is pure. He's holy. He's sinless. Boys and girls, there's a verse in the Bible, and here's what it says. For he made him who knew no sin. Do you know what that means? That means that the Lord Jesus never did anything wrong. He was perfect in every way. He never said a bad word. He never thought a wrong thought. He never did anything that was wrong at all. He always obeyed his parents. He obeyed his earthly father, Joseph, and he obeyed his mommy all the time. Put your hands up if you obey your mommy and daddy all the time. Oh dear, did I see any hands in the congregation? I hope not. Put your hands up if you never do anything wrong. Oh dear, we're all in trouble, aren't we? The Lord Jesus, boys and girls, was pure. He was absolutely perfect. Never sinned once. Bible says he was the sinless Son of God and is the sinless Son of God. But not only do the white stripes tell us that he was pure, that he was perfect. Boys and girls, the red stripes tells us a couple of things. First of all, the red stripes tells us that he was punished. Can anybody tell me how the Lord Jesus was punished? He had done nothing wrong, so why was he punished? And how was he punished, Lois? That we could get what? Excellent, so that we could have our sins forgiven and we could have our sins taken away. Boys and girls, the Lord Jesus was punished. Here's a verse that says he was wounded for our sins. It says transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The Lord Jesus was punished for our sins. I'm going to tell you something that I think you all know anyhow. There came a day, there was one day wicked men took the Lord Jesus and they did things to him that wasn't very nice. You know what they did? They beat him. And his back wasn't looking very well. And they spat on him. And they mocked him. And they took him and they nailed his hands to a cross. And they nailed his feet to a cross. And the Lord Jesus was put up in the air there upon a cross. And you see, while he was upon that cross, he suffered so much punishment. Do you know what happened? There was hours of darkness. And during those hours of darkness, it was bad enough that he suffered physically. He suffered the wounds in his hands and his feet. But you know something? During the hours of darkness, God punished him. God the Father poured out his wrath upon his Son. You know what the Bible says? Bible says God punished him for your sin and for mine. God punished his only son, his lovely son, who was perfect, who was pure. God punished him on the cross for all the sins that we have ever done or ever will do. The Lord Jesus paid the price on the cross for our sins, didn't he? Not only was he punished, and the red stripes tells us about that, but you know, his precious blood was shed. Do you know, upon that cross, do you remember I said there were nails put in his hands and in his feet? Do you know what a soldier did? A soldier took a big spear, and do you know something? He threw it in right into his side. And the Bible says that the blood and the water came out. The Lord Jesus' precious blood was shed, that you and I could have our sins forgiven. The Bible says that by his stripes we are healed. He was wounded. God punished him. He shed his precious blood that you and I could be saved, that you and I could have our sins forgiven. Boys and girls, is the Lord Jesus still on the cross? Shout it out. No, he's not. Is he in the tomb? No, he's not. Where is he? He's in heaven. He rose triumphant. He's a living Savior. Do you know, boys and girls, he's in heaven. And I'll tell you this morning, he loves every one of you. He loves every mommy and daddy in the congregation too. Loves you so much. Do you know something, boys and girls? We've learned a few things. The candy cane, the letter J, speaks of Jesus. The white from the candy cane, the white stripe, speaks of his purity. He was perfect. The red stripe speaks of his punishment, how he was punished for our sins, and it speaks of the precious blood that was shed for us. Boys and girls, there's one more thing I want to share with you. There's lots more could be shared, but we're going to share one more thing. We're going to turn the cane back up again. Now, I'm going to give you a clue here. What do you think this looks like? I'll give you a clue. In the Old Testament times or in Bible times, these people looked after sheep. And do you know something? They loved their sheep and they cared for their sheep and they took their sheep to new pastures every day and they watered them and they fed them. And if anybody was going to attack their sheep, do you know what they did? They protected them because they loved them so much. What do you think this? This is a shepherd's stick or a shepherd's crook. Do you know something, boys and girls? The shepherd would have used the crook that whenever the sheep were going to wander astray, do you know what he'd have done? He would have got it round their neck and just got them back onto the right path that they weren't going to wander astray. Or if they fell into the ditch or into a wee hole or whatever, he would have got the crook and he would have put it round them and lifted them out. The shepherd used the crook to care for the sheep. Do you know, boys and girls, the Bible tells us that the Lord Jesus, he said himself, I am the good shepherd. The Lord Jesus, if you're his child this morning, if you have come and put your trust in him and your sins are forgiven, you're God's child. And he loves his sheep. And he cares for his sheep. And he looks after his sheep. And he wants what's best for his sheep. And he'll always love and look after his sheep. Boys and girls, the Lord Jesus is the good shepherd. The good shepherd who gave his life for the sheep. You see, this Christmas, when you come up, and maybe on your Christmas tree, or maybe in some other part of the house, or if you're visiting, you might see it in the other person's house. If you see a candy cane, you remember these lessons about the candy cane. The white speaks of the Lord Jesus' purity. He was pure, he was perfect. The red speaks of his punishment and of the precious blood that he shed for us. And the cane, when it's up the right way, speaks of a shepherd's crook. The Lord Jesus is our shepherd if we've put our trust in him. And he really does love us and take care of his sheep. Thank you very much, boys and girls. You've listened well. Take a wee candy cane there.